This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Red Cross was renewing efforts to evacuate civilians in a convoy from the besieged port of Mariupol on Saturday as Russian forces look to be regrouping for fresh attacks in southeast Ukraine. Encircled since the early days of Russia's five-week-old invasion, Mariupol has been Moscow's main target in Ukraine's southeastern region of Donbas. Tens of thousands of civilians are trapped there with scant access to food and water. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, sent a team on Friday to lead a convoy of about 54 Ukrainian buses and other private vehicles out of the city, but they turned back, saying they were unable to proceed. They'll try again on Saturday to facilitate the safe passage of civilians, the ICRC said in a statement. A previous Red Cross evacuation attempt in early March failed. Russia and Ukraine have agreed to establish various humanitarian corridors during the war to allow the evacuation of civilians from cities and have traded blame when evacuations fail. The war has killed thousands, uprooted a quarter of Ukraine's population, and devastated several cities. More than 4.1 million people have fled Ukraine, according to the United Nations. After failing to take a major Ukrainian city since launching the invasion on February 24th, Russia says it has now shifted its focus to the southeast, where it has backed separatist forces since 2014. In an early morning video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian troops had moved towards Donbas and the heavily bombarded northeastern city of Kharkiv. Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture in peace negotiations.